mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, 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 George W. Bush is our presidente. Now the Republicans have one of the strongest majorities in U.S. history. They have even more seats in the Senate, more seats in the House of Representatives. They have the executive with this new four-point mandate. And they have seven of the nine Supreme Court justices, as well as, 34 state governors of the 50 governorships, the gubernatorial seats in the United States. Will we see an age of gun laws being repealed, an age of abortion being outlawed, an age of getting out of the United Nations, the borders being controlled? No, my friends, we're going to see the age of forced psychological testing and forced drugging, of new gun laws, of national drafts, of wide open borders, of UN control and UNESCO, and tens of millions of beady-eyed neocon robot zombies will cheer it on because they associate their power with George W. Bush and the cult of personality instead of loving the Bill of Rights and Constitution that was inspired by God through our founding fathers. And on top of that, I mean, the Democrats don't care about the Bill of Rights or Constitution either. If Kerry would have won, they would have suddenly loved the Patriot Act and the war because Kerry was for all of that. They're about the cult of personality. John Edwards looked like a beaten dog last night when he came out there on the stage in Boston. Looked like somebody slapped that little trial lawyer upside the head with a 2x4. But the giddiness of the neocons out there. Hey, what are you celebrating? The free trade area of the Americas is going through. America is dying. Every major road's going to be a toll road. You're going to live in a cross between 1984 and a brave new world with a national ID card in your little pocket. Well, that's okay. I can have a local Tattletale Squad uniform and train my kid how to be a member of the spies, and I'm just going to join it, Alex. Deep down, I know it's all true, and I'm scared to death, so I'll just join the New World Order because I'm a psychological coward. I'm going to engage in doublethink, Alex. I'm going to make excuses and call the fascistic, neo-communistic, whatever you want to call it, Bush administration conservative when it ain't. It ain't, ladies and gentlemen. Give an aspirin a headache watching this. You know what? I'm going to go to your calls directly. 1-800-259-9231. Throughout the broadcast, we'll be taking your calls. Your chance to respond. 1-800-259-9231. Very sophisticated what happened last night. A lot of evidence of election fraud. But that's only one layer of the onion. We'll be covering that as well. Bev Harris joining us second hour. Paul Watson joining us for 30 minutes in this hour. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Infowars.net, by the way, has a new great webmaster on it. They're all been updated with all the key information. We'll be covering it when we return from this quick break. But again, the toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I have some notes that I wrote down last night and this morning. I didn't get much sleep. I was on Coast to Coast AM last night for a segment. I'll be on for 3 hours tonight. But I did write some notes last night and this morning, and I just want to go over some of those notes, then a few of the top stories, then we'll go right to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Your chance to respond to the farce that was the Skull and Bones election. Skull and Bones won, folks. They're in the White House either way.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, George W. Bush came out of the early morning hours today and said, I'm back. I am your leader. And Mr. Card, his chief of staff, of course, was out a few hours ago repeating this is a decisive, giant mandate from the people. Meanwhile, group tallies more than 1,100 e-voting glitches. Yeah, they're glitches, all right. Votes still being counted in three states, but again, folks, it looks like it's going to be Lord Bush. It's not like it matters if Lord Bush didn't win and be his cousin, Lord Kerry. Also, electronic voting machine woes reported again. This is out of the Associated Press, from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to Ohio. It has been massive. And don't forget, the owner of Diebold said last year, I will deliver all the electoral votes in Ohio to George W. Bush with my voting machines. And the exit poll showed, I mean, there was a record voter turnout. Most of them were Democrats. And I have no doubt that there has not been massive election fraud. Now, before neocons go into fetal convulsions, you know, flopping around on the ground, I'm not for John Kerry either, okay? But just the facts, just the evidence, okay? We were hearing from polling judges, election judges, the media, alternative media at the polls, people I know personally all over the country, listeners, that there were record lines. Who ever heard of three-hour lines, two-hour lines, hour-long lines here in Austin, Texas? And they're only claiming that 15 million more people voted this time than last time, 120-something million total. It was way more than that. Very mysterious with these machines. A lot of evidence of fraud. Meanwhile, we're going to end up, again, having Hillary Clinton. Hillary 2008 already in gear. The outcome of yesterday's presidential election could determine whether Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton will have a chance to return her family to the White House. Of course, you'll have Clinton by then, this is already admitted, as Secretary General, and they're going to run Hillary, have a con before that, get the 22nd Amendment out of there, and then conservatives will vote for Arnold Schwarzenegger, and we'll end up having a foreign-born person who says he admires Hitler and wants to be a dictator, and that he hates black people, and that he poses for gay porno mags, that he's part of a secret society's Bohemian Grove, and he's for abortion, gun control, open borders. Hey, you're going to love him. You love Bush, you're going to love Arnold. I'm talking to the beady-eyed neocon listeners out there. Just great. And I'm not saying vote for Hillary. They give you choices that you cannot argue with. You know, it's just, my gosh, we can't go with Hillary. Well, yes, I will vote for Hillary Clinton over Arnold Schwarzenegger. Because she was born here, and because she's so bad and so evil that she'll never get away with anything because we'll be after her. But I know you're going to vote for Arnold Schwarzenegger, and even if you didn't, he's going to be your next president. Just enjoy yourself. No other country has foreign people running it, but you'll love it. You'll love it. You're going to love it. I'm going to be evil in 4 years because I'm going to be against Arnold Schwarzenegger. So we'll get into that. But don't worry, speaking of foreigners, Russian observers shocked by U.S. election procedures. Again, Satan came over here to investigate Baphomet or Beelzebub. I mean, in Russia, it's a one-party system. They're abolishing elections at the state level, putting in regional governorships. Putin's been caught blowing up buildings to blame it on his enemies, caught red-handed by Moscow police. And they send over a Russian parliamentarian to take part in international monitoring of the U.S. presidential election, has said that the election was held in violation of U.S. law and that he was shocked after seeing how the elections were held. So see, the Russians are just shocked by us. Just horrible. So see, this is how they do it. All right, let me go over my notes and then I'll get into all this news I just mentioned after we take calls. At 1-800-259-9231. Republicans extend decade of House control. This is with three states still not reporting. Republicans extended their decade-long hold on the House for another 2 years, knocking off four Texas Democrats along the way alone. Among their few setbacks was the defeat of the longest-serving GOP member in the chamber, Representative Phil Crane. And it looks like they won dozens of new seats, four in Texas alone within redistricting. And on top of that, it looks like they won five, maybe six, maybe seven, but for sure five more seats in the Senate for a hearty majority. So let's get this straight. They have the legislative Congress. They have the judicial Supreme Court, 7 of the 9, Republican appointed. They now have the executive branch with a lame duck, which that name is deceiving. It doesn't mean it's really bad. It's bad for the people. Bush can do whatever he wants. He's not facing re-election. And now his public dream of getting an assault weapons ban, of getting rid of the borders, of the free trade area of the Americas, all of it's going to come true for you and your family. Don't worry. He said our number one export earlier this year is high-tech jobs and jobs. And he said hamburger jobs are high-tech. So you just smile and you just giggle your little hearts out about how you've had this big personal victory because you associated your power with George W. It's amazing. And so they've got everything. And you watch, folks, they're going to pass more gun control laws, blanket total amnesty, free trade area of the Americas that is the American Union. They admit it is. That was the first thing Bush did 3.5 years ago when he got in office, almost 4 years ago now, was go to Canada and sign that deal. Clinton, of course, everybody else is for it. You never hear about it on the news. Sign on to UNESCO that Ronald Reagan pulled us out of, that Bill Clinton didn't dare sign back onto because of the backlash of conservatives. He wants total blanket amnesty, my friends. And now they have the National ID Card, Patriot Act 2, Total Information Awareness Network, Super Bill, waiting in conference, about to go to the president. You'll have to have a card to have a job anywhere, to do anything. Everything you do will be tracked and traced. Homeland Security will be over every facet of the economy. I have seen Ridge say it. I have read the plans. I've been telling you this for 2.5 years since I saw him on C-SPAN talk about it. Then I got the documents. I mean, they again, pot dealers, homeschoolers, people in bid rigging, county commissioners giving people more parking spaces. Patriot Act and Homeland Security has been used for all of it. One of the best examples just came out last week. St. Helen, the town outside Mount St. Helens, a tiny 2,000-square-foot toy store. The woman bought a dozen magic cubes, knockoffs of the Rubik's Cube. Turns out they're totally legal. The patent's up. They call her for months, harass her. Homeland Security wouldn't tell her what it was about. She was scared to death. When they finally drove two agents to her office in St. Helen, the tiny town, they told her without an order, without a piece of paper, they said, you take them off your shelf and you don't sell them. Homeland Security, this is infrastructure protection. Rubik's Cubes. Let me say it again. Rubik's Cubes, do you understand? Everything you do, force psychological testing, force drugging, everything you do tracked. Transponders and satellite tracker boxes in your cars. Face scanning cameras everywhere. Everything run by them. Your children, when they're 17, 18, 2 years, when they're juniors and seniors, will forcibly have to serve in gray uniforms with armbands. I had the federal plan in 98. I put it in a film. Under infrastructure protection, because I got the federal document, and now they're doing it. And I'm not going to have my family wearing gray uniforms and armbands, and a lot of these punks are going to like it, but I don't like it. The border is wide open. Wide open. But they got agents out harassing toy stores in one-horse towns. So you just celebrate. And again, I'd be acting like this if John Kerry won. No matter who wins, we lose. It's staged, people. So you're going to get your open borders. You're going to get your Patriot Act, National ID Card. You're going to get your lame duck president with his assault weapons ban. He's going to put conservatives to sleep. And of course, Karl Rove told the New York Daily News that, hey, this is a little gift from bin Laden. We want to thank him for this. Yeah, of course, folks. That computer-generated max headroom up there saying what they needed to hear. People go, well, he said some mean things about us. Was it really bin Laden? Yeah, that's how propaganda works, to make it convincing. And we're facing Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger, I mean, it's so obvious, the arrogance, all of it. They're going to run Arnold against Hillary in 08. You're going to vote for him. They're going to have a con long before then. After a convenient terror attack, we're going to have a national draft and a constitutional convention, and we'll get rid of the 22nd Amendment, and then, well, I didn't want to have a foreigner, but he's better than Hillary. It is great to be your president. This is a historic day. It's incredible. How do I know Arnold is going to do this? Because they would not put up with anyone else saying he hates black people, posing for gay porno mags, loving Hitler, admiring Hitler. He is your coming man.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237. All right, let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Danny in Tennessee. Danny, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I wanted to comment on the election. I've also got a question for you. I have been checking some of the different states, and, of course, the exit polls had Kerry just basically spanking Bush. The states that have paper ballots, the exit polls were perfectly accurate as far as Kerry winning. Now, the states that have the electronic voting machines, they're owned by Diebold and Clear Channel and the neocons, the exit polls showed Kerry with a lead, but Bush wound up winning by up to 5%.
No, I know this. It's like Howard Dean won or tied in all the districts up in New Hampshire and other states when he was running in the primaries against Kerry. He would win or tie when it wasn't a Diebold or a Hardiner Civics machine, but then he would lose by 10, 15 points wherever there was those machines. Folks, I have a giant stack of them admitting it's a fraud, but again, it doesn't matter who won. It was staged at that level, too. But yes, 34% of the country voted on the electronic machines with no record, no receipt, no way to check it, and they just say, just trust us.
It's unbelievable. And my question for you is this. I'm starting to run into the same thing in Tennessee now. Is as far as where the electronic voting machines are going in, like Texas and the toll roads, my question is, if we've got leaders going against a 90% public opposition, 95%.
It's 98% in major polls and in meetings they had in Houston, 93% in Austin, and the mayors look at you and say, I don't care what you do, try to vote me out, and they reach over and just pack the voting machine and go, by the way, we got men with machine guns. We run things. Get used to it.
Yeah, it's just mafia run. Is there anything, can these officials be brought up on charges? Is there anything we can do? I mean, because the way I look at it, if there's a 98% public opposition and an official is passing a bill, I call that treason. And
well, that's the way it works, and that's going to be their problem with these machines. So they're going to have to act like it's close and have these staged events, but it's staged. Thanks for the call, Danny.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Delilah in Ohio up there, the Keys State. Welcome, Delilah.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet.
I have two questions and a comment. Let me make the comment first. There was an article on the Internet, I forgot where, if it was from the Associated Press or someplace else, where it talked about some journalist was arrested because he was taking pictures of people at the voting booths with the long lines. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I have two questions. Now that pretty much so-called the election is over, what are their plans are as far as, like, I already know they're going to pass the military draft. So I already know that. My question is, there were different versions of it. Which version are they likely to pass, number one? And then number two, how soon are the next attacks supposed to occur to bring this out? Thank you.
Well, I think in the next 365 days you're going to see a catastrophic attack in this country. And then Bush is going to get up there and bite his lip and go, well, it's not a draft, but it's an emergency conscription. It's like, this is not an amnesty. It's just the biggest amnesty ever. Now they say they don't, you know, change. You know, it's like his dad said, read my lips, no new taxes, and then raise taxes. Well, you know, today in the doublespeak it'd be, this is not a tax. This is a funding mechanism. But I don't have a crystal ball. There's another facet to this. They may not even bring in a draft, though obviously they've already got a draft with troops that have already served their time and are being forcibly re-upped, so there really is a draft. And they're talking about specialty drafts immediately, and they've already got them going at Dover Air Force Base of civilian contractors there. They're going, by the way, you signed that contract, you're going to Iraq. Well, you didn't read the fine print. But they could tie us down overseas and then bring in foreign assets here domestically during an attack. I mean, the whole Pentagon's been out there saying that, getting us ready for it. So that's the bottom line there. Don in Ohio. Don, welcome.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a couple things and a prediction and a criticism of you. First of all, in my county here in Ohio, I would say 1 in 5 voted for Kerry, but yet they showed a lot closer than that. I just can't see that, except for provisional votes. My thing is, they say there's 134,000 or whatever it is. I think it's much, much higher than that. I say it's in the 300s. And what's going to happen, my prediction is, they're going to find that out. And I would say probably 85% are for Kerry. And, you know,
and then you think it'll be 269, 269, and then it goes to the House of Reps.
You got it.
And then we'll have a three-ring circus. What's your criticism?
Oh, you know, I say you exaggerate a little bit. Just like this mercury thing, you say they're saying mercury is good for you. If you listen real close, that's not what they're saying.
Okay, stay there. Stay there. Okay. Can you find the mercury clip, guys? See if you can find that on the computer. We'll be right back. I do not exaggerate. In fact, usually I underestimate the level of evil. We'll be right back. PersonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dad! Dad, Dr. Kunstoff really got rid of your gray hair.
I'm that 44-year-old guy you've heard talking about taking Cocoon GH and how it helped reverse my gray hairs. And here's some more great news. Taking Cocoon GH can improve your life in many ways. Cocoon basically repairs your body to a youthful state you perhaps had 10 or 20 years ago. I'm taking Cocoon GH, and here's what I notice. After a few sprays in my mouth, I'm in peak condition mentally, emotionally, and physically. In the state I get from Cocoon, I feel unstoppable, and you can have the same feeling. If you're tired, run down, want to boost your sexual performance, want to help wipe out back pain or arthritis, you need to start taking Cocoon GH right now. If you want similar results, call now to order Cocoon GH. Here's the number. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
All right, coming up, we'll get into the electronic voting machine fraud run by the Republicans. And we've got Democrats trying to steal votes the old-fashioned way. Reports of this in all 50 states being caught red-handed doing it. I mean, obviously, George W. Bush is our new leader. Meet the same boss, the same old boss. We've gotten fooled again, and again, I'm depressed whether George W. Bush wins or John Forbes Kerry wins. It's the same thing. And we're going to have Paul Watson on here in about 5-10 minutes to give us his analysis of the election. Then we got Beth Harris in the next hour, and of course, more of your phone calls coming up. But Don in Ohio called up, and he said that he thinks I exaggerate.
Just a little.
Okay, and I do not exaggerate. He said that I exaggerate about this newscast that said that mercury's actually good for you in the vaccines. And by the way, I wasn't just going off this newscast, but scores of mainstream news articles about the two federal studies. So here is that newscast from a couple months ago that aired here locally, and clones of it aired all over the country. So here is that clip. Go ahead and play it.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
See, okay. There you go. That's exactly what I was saying. They say improved behavior. Their idea of improved behavior is like giving your kids Ritalin and everything else. Really what it's doing, if you listen to the words very carefully, they're telling you that the mercury dumbed down your kid. But you keep using the thing nutritious and good for you, and I think you, what you got to do is you got to listen to the exact words that they say. It's just like the neocons.
Well, sir, let me talk since you've made this challenge here, okay? Obviously, when I go, oh, yes, mercury is part of your nutritious breakfast, anyone listening knows I'm being sarcastic. Then I play the clip, and then I read the study where they're now, first they were saying, we don't put mercury in it, then, oh, we took it out. Oh, now we put 250 times safe levels. I have the AP articles on the website where they actually increase the levels in many of the vaccines. And, yes, here they are saying it's actually improving your behavior. And so improving your behavior, helping your children, that's saying it's good for you. You're saying they're not implying that it's good for you.
No, I'm saying they implying that it's really dumbing down
well,
your
I don't,
child.
I don't think anyone would agree with you that I exaggerated there. That is a ridiculous clip. Now tell me something else I exaggerate about.
Nothing really. You know, I love you, Alex. I love your show and everything else. I just, what I don't like is maybe it's your sarcasm. Maybe you just go a little too far. I don't know. And it makes
No. I got an email the other day from somebody going, Alex, you said over 1,000 people in Mexico have taken the chip. I found the article. It says 304. Well, that was the first day for the internal judicial workers. Then they did three more waves of people. Now they're talking about making the federales do it. So, see, I live this. I'm constantly looking at it. And so somebody's got an old piece of info. Take my TV show. I take my TV show. I do a live TV show. I turn the tapes in. Shows I did 5 years ago are still airing. So somebody will watch a TV show from 5 years ago where I say that, 3 million people are in prison. And then somebody will watch a new TV show, and I'll say 7 million are, and they'll go, well, wait a minute, you just said the other day 3 million.
Right, right.
Sir,
okay.
Believe me, no, I am neurotic about being accurate.
See, I'm right there with you, Alex. I live this stuff, too, and it's been driving me crazy. But anyway, change subjects. You're going to be on Coast to Coast tonight still?
Yes.
That's great. I look forward to it.
Yeah, from 1 to 4 Central. Thanks for the call.
All right.
All right, we got Paul Watson coming up here. But first, Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts. And bottom line, folks, stop drinking the water. It's full of poison. It's full of garbage. Take control of your life. These systems are made in America, produced in America, manufactured, sold in America. All American employees, all American parts, right here in America. And Debbie Morrow, good to have you on with us. How do folks get themselves a big Berkey?
Well, hi there, Alex. They get themselves a big Berkey or a Berkey Light system by calling me at toll-free 1-888-803-4438, and I'll help them meet all of their water needs. We'll talk about what kind of water they have and what they're wanting to get out of it, and we'll get them set up. And we have several specials available for your listeners, and I'll go over those specials with them as well. And, you know, this is the time to start really taking control of your own personal health and your own personal situations. And so by getting a Berkey water filter, you're able to do that. And I get call after call of people thanking us that they love their water, that they're so pleased and so happy, and they're saving money, and they're drinking water that they're assured is good.
And, again, people go out to the hardware store, and they buy $150 filtration system that's charcoal that only cuts out the bad taste and maybe half the stuff that's in it. The Berkey, black Berkey element cuts it all out, folks, to below detectable levels. Electron microscopes, a week after water's put through it, can find nothing. It is so important to get this unit. It is so important to have some storable foods, to have some firearms, to have some gold, to have your water filters. It's just an insurance policy for terrorism or disaster or depression. But all of that aside, the stuff that's in the water supplies. Once you've been drinking filtered water, you cannot drink tap water. It tastes horrible. You don't know what you've been drinking until you start drinking quality water. Debbie, how do folks call, what are the different specials?
Well, we have the Berkey Light without the lights for $199.
The lights are an optional feature. They don't have anything to do with processing your water. What they're a great emergency source of having lighting should your power go out.
A huge LED array that burns for 14 years continuously. You can also buy a little solar panel that goes with it for the rechargeable batteries.
Right. So if you get the Berkey light without the lights, it's $199. And with that, you get one free gift. And if you get the Berkey light with the lights, you get two free gifts. And the gifts are either the Berkey Sport bottles, which is a 22-ounce handheld filtered water bottle, or you can get a bottle of potassium iodate, which is 200 tablets. It's 100 days worth for one person. Or you can get the video sheltering in place, which is a kind of a preparedness video, how to set your house up in case of emergency.
Made by a U.S. government specialist. And it's not the government's job to protect you, and they can't. It's your job to learn this stuff, to empower yourself. Give Debbie a call. We got a bunch of other specials as well. 1-888-803-4438. Go ahead, Debbie.
Okay, and then the fourth item is the Prudent Places CD-ROM. And the Prudent Places CD-ROM, we're getting lots of good response on that. It works on Macintosh or regular computers. And it's got lists of, you know, places to live, safe places, bad places, different water, lightning strikes, all the different
maps to everything
maps
in the country.
Right.
It's a cornucopia of knowledge. 1-888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com and tell them in the comment section it's an Alex Jones special to get these savings and what free gift you want. BerkeyWater.com or InfoWars.com. You can order there too on the shopping cart or 1-888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. I had a question for you.
Sure.
Are you going to be on Coast to Coast the full time or just part of the time?
Yeah, I was just on 30 minutes last night with a bunch of other guests. Tonight I'm on the last 3 hours.
The last 3 hours? Well, I'm going to try and stay up and listen.
All right. Well, we'll call in, Debbie. I'll be talking to you.
Okay. I can make it. All righty. Thank you.
Thanks.
I look forward to hearing from your listeners.
Thanks, Debbie. Bye. They're trying to kill me, folks, because I was up last night on the show, and I'll be up again tonight on the show. I'm totally honored, and it'll be great to be able to get on there and talk about the issues. In fact, what did I talk about on the show? staged election, skull and bones. They have a super majority in the House and the Senate. They have the legislative. They have the judicial. They have the executive. They have 30-plus of the state governors. And so look for the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the Super Patriot Act 2, National ID Card, Total Information Awareness, Mega Police State Bill, the Total Amnesty, Total Open Borders, and Bush is a lame duck. He's sure to sign the assault weapons ban. And he puts conservatives back to sleep. And then we have all these Bush administration officials saying, we owe Bin Laden. Thanks, Bin Laden. Boy, Americans thought we'd cower in fear. Folks, they did focus groups knowing that Bin Laden threatened us. They even did these focus groups that everybody would rally around, and so he appeared. Just like all these John Wayne and Steve McQueen are now pitching Mustangs and fast food restaurants. You know, they're back from the dead. You can't tell it's not them, but folks, totally fake. Meanwhile, looking forward, we're going to have Hillary Clinton in 08 with Arnold running against her, and you'll vote for Arnold. Unbelievable. And remember, 34% of the country at least was on these electronic voting machines with no record of how you voted. And they say, just trust us. And we have exit polls showing the opposite, showing Kerry winning in all these places. But the voting machines said, no, no, no. And again, folks, I'm not for Kerry winning. I'd be just as depressed if Kerry had won. Maybe a little less, because then conservatives would say, I'm not for the free trade area. I'm not for gun control. I'm not for open borders. I'm not for UNESCO. I'm not for all of this, but now they will. Now they will. They're going to love it. Because it isn't about the issues, it's about feeling like you're part of the power structure with George W. Joining us is Paul Watson. Thanks for holding the last 10 minutes while I talked to that caller and Debbie and covered that news. Paul, Lord Bush, it looks like, is our winner. Now, if Ohio goes to Kerry, when all these people who were challenged get their votes counted, it could go 269 to the House of Reps, but still, that'll be George W., so what do you say about all this?
Well, here's the update. Kerry called Bush 10 minutes ago and he conceded, so officially Bush has won.
Give us the details, please.
Well, yeah, it's just come out in the Associated Press. Kerry has called Bush. It said they had a 5-minute conversation. Kerry conceded Ohio, so Bush has won the election.
Kerry sworn in the same coffin 2 years earlier than Bush. 2 years later, Bush is sworn in, same coffin. I believe this was staged all along, completely staged, Paul.
Well, if you look at the body language and the kind of rhetoric the day before the election, you know, Bush came out in Reuters and said, "We will win." And you looked at his body language, he was completely confident. Kerry didn't seem confident. So I think it was staged, but Kerry's just called Bush. I wouldn't be surprised if Bush had just called Bin Laden, because obviously up until October 29th, I wasn't aware of the fact that Bush would be running on a Bush-Bin Laden ticket. So that's why I said Kerry. And here I am on the air admitting I'm wrong, but I remember actually saying, as I said to you before the show, obviously that it would be Kerry unless Bin Laden popped up in October.
Well, yeah, you even wrote news articles saying that, and he did pop up. A little gift, Karl Rove said, from Bin Laden. I mean, how arrogant do these people have to get?
Well, exactly, and I mean, we go back to the Cornell University study, where terror alerts equate to a 2.5 approval percentage increase. You know, take that away from Bush in Florida and Ohio, and Kerry would take it. So again, I mean, as basic social identity theory, as those studies prove, you create the boogeyman, rally the leader around. And that's what happens. But the bottom line is, last night, as the result was still in the balance, by the way, I was pretty good with my predictions on the night. I called Florida and Ohio for Bush hours before anyone else did. But the bottom line is that Tom Brokaw was on NBC with guests, sniggering about the fact that the White House will still be controlled by Skull and Bones whoever wins. So that's the bottom line on it.
That's right. I got a bunch of calls about that. George Norrie was talking about that. I hope we can get that on tape. Yeah, whoever wins, Skull and Bones wins.
And so now, you know, what do we have in store? Newsmax has got an article. Hillary 2008 already in gear. The outcome of yesterday's presidential election could determine whether Senator Hillary Clinton will have a chance to return her family to the White House. A victory by President Bush could establish New York's junior senator as the frontrunner for the 2008 Democratic nomination for president.
And we wonder how they're going to catapult Arnold in, how they're going to get Americans, who the vast majority, even Republicans, are against Arnold being president. They're going to run him against Hillary, and before then, they're going to have a con and remove the 22nd Amendment. You watch, folks. 4 years from now, this is what's going to happen.
Well, I've been proven far better at picking the candidates than the actual winner.
Yeah, that's right. 2 years ago, you said Kerry Bush.
Yeah, and so, you know, in 08, you have a limited number of combinations, all of which entail someone with Nazi connections being in the White House. So it's either going to be Jeb Bush versus Hillary, Jeb Bush versus Edwards, Arnie versus Hillary, or Arnie versus Edwards. And Hillary and Edwards are, you know, far too weak to win an election against anyone. So you have a guaranteed Nazi or, you know, a royal dynasty back in the White House. And, I mean, the Constitution could even get amended to the same situation here in Britain, where Blair is likely to take a third term for another 4 years, which, you know, Bush could go for three in a row if that happens, which isn't totally out of the question.
Yeah, it says Blair's going to call a snap election.
In February, yes. Yeah. So he's still got the right amount of support. Nobody supports the Tories anymore, really. So, I mean, Blair's basically a shoo-in already, so he's going to call it early.
Well, you know, while all the neocons are running around gibbering, smiling, oh, we're so powerful, Bush is in, again, folks, there has never been in modern history a majority with one party with this many seats in the House, the Senate, 7 of the 9 Supreme Court justices, the executive, 30-plus of the governors. If they were real conservatives, I would expect to see the borders controlled, the end of these gun laws, out of the UN. Instead, we're going in the opposite direction, but conservatives don't care because it's George W.
Well, exactly. I mean, we analyzed it before. W and Kerry had the same policies on at least 14 key domestic and foreign policy issues. Bush increased the funding to the tune of around $400 million to UN abortion agencies. And there's just been a big vote in the Senate which did the same thing as well.
Actually, specifically funding the forced abortions.
The forced abortions, yeah, while taking away, you know, a pittance from kind of international family planning, meanwhile funneling $400 million into the UN forced abortion.
Well, that's the smoke and mirrors, you know, say, not for the International Criminal Court, but covertly sign on to it.
Well, yeah, and that's what it's going to be for the next 4 years. I mean, they're going to start with a limited draft of skilled medical workers. They've already got the backdoor draft with the stop-loss program. And so, rather than a large-scale terror attack, I think they're going to go for soft targets towards, you know, the end of next year, and then we will see a widespread draft gradually phased in.
We'll come back, Paul, take a few calls, and we got Bev Harris coming up. Everybody, stay with us. We'll be right back, covering Election 04, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
A civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
No excuses. The Republicans have control of everything. The states, the courts, the presidency, the Congress. No excuse. But instead of an age of conservatism, the age of the American Union, the end of your freedom, and a satellite tracker transponder in every car. Not a chicken in every pot, but a tracker in every car, every cell phone. A new tax for you. We're about to go to Rob and Bert and Joe and Ron and Mike and Greg and everybody else. Paul Watson riding shotgun with us. Bev Harris coming up. Just briefly, PrisonPlanet.tv, our weekly TV reports, all my films, a bunch of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book, text reports, the best audio interviews, 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv, sign up today. And I've slashed prices, folks. On the website, you can get four videos and a book for $60. That's a $53 discount. It's called the 9/11 Inside Job Special. I got a bunch of other book specials. Get my book and Paul Watson's book for only $19.95. That's a $12 discount. Get Road to Tyranny for $24.95, the three-hour film on DVD. Each additional copy, $5.95. Get them as gifts. Give them out to everybody. No excuses. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order hard copies of the films or books. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. These specials are not running long, so sign up today. 1-888-253-3139. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv. We may go up a little bit on price because of bandwidth in the new year, so sign up today for that. And I don't know how long we're going to have these prices on the videos themselves, the hard copies of them, so go buy them today. 1-888-253-3139. Paul Watson, let's go to some calls. Let's go to Rob in Tennessee. Rob, you're on the air. Welcome. Hello, Rob.
Hey, this isn't Rob, but I'd like to say thanks.
Okay, well, who is this then?
This is Greg in Texas.
Greg in Texas.
Thanks for your hard work, and you need to take a deep breath once in a while. But earlier, Manny asked you a question, and I'm not sure if you wanted to address it or, you know, you didn't think so since you're on the radio, but, you know, what can we do since, you know, the electronics getting deeper and deeper, and how do you oust somebody that goes against 98% of the public concerns? Please address that, if you would, or maybe direct us in a subtle way. Thanks.
Well, thank you. No, I'll direct you in a direct way. I don't quite get that point. And, you know, I can't settle down. Governments are forcing their workers to take implantable chips now in several countries, publicly. They're getting rid of our borders. They're openly getting ready for national drafts. I mean, this is all happening. 98% in Houston, 93% in Austin are against every major road being turned into a toll road with transponder chips, federally funded tracking. It's a federal plan. And why do the mayors laugh at us and say, vote us out, ha, ha, ha? Because the Hart InterCivics machines are in. This is the arrogance. We're going into a dictatorship with the illusion of freedom. And what you do is you wake people up. You have a paper recall petition to have a paper election to recall the electronic voting machines. Paul Watson comments.
Yeah, well, I've actually reposted the Cleveland Plain Dealer article where the Diebold CEO, Walden O'Dell in Ohio, said he was committed to helping Ohio deliver its electoral votes to the president next year.
So it doesn't matter if the exit polls showed Kerry winning by 10% in Ohio because Diebold's on the job.
Well, yeah, and we had reports of people voting for Kerry, and then when the voting machine went to the summary screen, it showed their vote as Bush. But on the same subject, there's an article today out of a Russian website where this Russian election observer, we obviously don't agree with that, but he makes a good point, that Americans need ID for any other right, the right to assembly, own a gun, right to travel, but they don't need an ID to vote. So in essence, you could go to as many polling stations as you want and to vote as many times as you want.
Well, the Democrats steal elections that way. The Republicans just own the machines. All right, stay there, Paul. We'll be back with Paul. Your calls coming up a little bit later, Bev Harris. Powerful 2 hours still coming up. Stay with us.
Hello, folks.